Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
8:32, and a Cambridge-based group set up to offer support to Ukraine has raised funds to deliver an ambulance to the country. Cambridge for Ukraine has also organised regular demos here in the city. Anatoly Pawlowski started off on the journey to Poland to help his friend Vitaly. Anatoly is with us now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Julian.
Good morning. Thanks very much for joining us. So tell us a little bit about the... it's a car ambulance, isn't it, rather than the sort of the big square thing. Well, what kind of car is it?
So it's like a previous Mercedes box ambulance, but there was a request for this car, so we find one and Vitaly bought it in Wales, and now he's on the route to border with Ukraine.
And was there much kit inside? Are you stocking it up on that as well, or is somebody else going to be providing the medical equipment to go inside?
Yeah, we're trying to stock it in, like in a various location during the Vitaly's journey, with some equipment. We already loaded with a lot of boxes of bandages, tourniquets, and other medical stuff. So. Like some was provided by locals, some was provided by London Hub, and like Ukrainians in London. So yeah.
And how does the coordination for all of this work? I know very early on, after the initial invasion, I think people at the Polonia Club, for example, were collecting items to be taken across to Ukraine, and then I think there was concern that if everybody started gathering up things, they'd be difficult to get there, and actually just sending cash would be a better solution. So what sort of process led to the decision to raise money for the ambulance?
There was a particular request from a hospital in Ukraine to Vitaly, because he has like a medical background. He works with in pharmaceuticals companies, so this why this request probably find him. He told me there is such a request, and if we could help, and I said, yeah, of course we could help.
And you set off, I think, with Vitaly to get the car across to Ukraine, and you left him at Dover, I think, to take up the rest of the journey.
Yes, yeah, we tried one ferry in Harwich, but there was really complicated paperwork and something, and despite the fact we have like a letter from our embassy, which should help. So we just drove to Dover, and everything was fine there, and Vitaly now in his route, he's in Germany this morning.
Okay, well, I guess we probably don't need to go through the full logistics, but presumably he'll be able to get back again, will he?
Yes, he's dropping the car to the doctor. The doctor is picking up in the border, and Vitaly will use plane to back here to Cambridge, you know.
And the money for this, that was raised locally here in Cambridge, or a little bit further afield?
There also was raised as well as local in Cambridge and also in London as well. So, yeah. So Vitaly, brother Sergei, he's activist in Euromaidan London. So some amount was gathered there as well.
Hi there, Anatoly. I was going to ask you about Cambridge for Ukraine. Is this something that you literally created weeks ago, or is this an offshoot of another Ukrainian society in Cambridge?
So, yeah, it's like we started together with Ukrainian society, but because, you know, the refugee is going to come and there is a lot of plans for ahead, so we decided just to create the Cambridge for Ukraine, which will take some load of the Cambridge University Ukrainian society and just carry on with this work.
And you've got a website together, have you? Do you want to share that with us? And is there stuff that we can do to support Cambridge for Ukraine, or is it more for people who are actually coming to Cambridge from Ukraine?
We're working closely with city council, with country councils, with library, and we try. So the aim is to create some kind of cross-functional team between different groups.
Yeah.
So we're supporting different fundraising events. we're also trying to help our group of volunteers, trying to help with matching process, because visa application is really complicated and took hours now. So it's a really big pain for UK family who would like to host and for Ukrainians who are applying.
Okay, and if people want to look up the website, where do people go? Is it straightforward enough just to Google it?
So the website is CambridgeDigit4Ukraine.uk. So it's just such simple. I think if you Google it, you will find it as well.
No, that's good. And I know you've been organising demonstrations and speeches in the city. Have you got another one of those coming up in the next few days?
Yes, the next one is today and 5:30 p.m. at King's Parade, as usual.
Mm-hmm.
And another one will be on Thursday and the 5:30, and Saturday and Sunday we're usually gathered in King's Parade at 2 p.m.
Okay, well, look, Anatoly, thank you very much for coming on this morning and for telling us all about that. I'm sure people will send their best wishes to the work that you're doing. And if they see you on King's Parade, either this evening at 5 or later on in the week, I'm sure they will be able to greet you and show their support. But thank you for joining us. That's Anatoly Pavlovsky from Cambridge for Ukraine at 8:39.
Cambridge 105 Radio.